From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Syrian opposition has talks with UN envoy after boycotting the start of indirect peace talks. Representatives of the main Syrian opposition group have met with UN envoy for Syria, Stéphane de Mistura, in Geneva. De Mistura left the informal meeting Sunday, telling reporters he is optimistic that the opposition will eventually join the peace process.
My profession is to be optimistic always and determined.
The talks are meant to lay the groundwork for eventual direct negotiations. The Islamic State group has claimed a triple bombing in a southern Damascus suburb Sunday. At least 60 people are dead. Two suicide bombers detonated explosives as rescue efforts were underway after a car bombing near a Shiite shrine. On the eve of Monday's Iowa caucuses, Republican presidential hopefuls are stepping up their campaigns in the state for support. Jim Malone takes a look.
In Iowa, presidential politics often has the feel of a carnival. But Republican Ted Cruz is on a serious mission, and time is growing short.
This is your time. This is the men and women of Iowa, the time to make a decision.
The Texas senator is hoping to catch frontrunner Donald Trump. It's a different scene an hour west in Carroll, Iowa, where supporters have organized a low-key affair for former Florida Governor Jeb Bush. The smaller crowd serves as a reminder that the son and brother of two presidents continues to struggle in Iowa polls. Jim Malone, Ames, Iowa.
An African Union summit has ended with a proposed peacekeeping force for Burundi put on hold. AU leaders say they will not send in troops without the government's consent. This is VOA News. The Saudi Gazette newspaper reported Sunday that government authorities have arrested 9 American citizens among 33 terror suspects rounded up over the past few days. Citing an unidentified source, the paper reported that 4 Americans were arrested on Monday and 5 others were arrested over the past 4 days. The paper said the arrests also included 14 Saudis, 3 Yemenis, 2 Syrians, an Indonesian, a Filipino, an Emirati, a Kazakhstan national, and a Palestinian. The Zika virus outbreak in Latin America could be a bigger threat in global health than the Ebola epidemic. That's according to several public health experts who spoke with the Guardian and Examiner newspapers ahead of an emergency meeting of the World Health Organization on Monday. The meeting has been called to decide whether the Zika virus should be rated a global health crisis. A military general who opposes Uganda's longtime president has been arrested. An attorney for General David Sejusa says the general is being detained at a military barracks in the Ugandan capital, Kampala. Sejusa has called President Yoweri Museveni a dictator. His arrest is likely to raise tensions before the presidential elections on February the 18th. The United States aid agency has announced $97 million in emergency assistance for Ethiopia to help address the humanitarian crisis resulting from the El Niño weather phenomenon. USAID says seasonal warming over the Pacific Ocean had a negative impact on weather patterns, exacerbating food insecurity among poor households. Europe's police agency says more than 10,000 unaccompanied migrant children have disappeared in the past 2 years. Europol Chief of Staff Brian Donald told Britain's Observer newspaper that organized crime rings and sex traffickers may be involved. Even before last year's surge in migrants to Europe, several European agencies documented that up to half of unaccompanied children seeking asylum on the continent went missing after registering with state authorities. Turkey's foreign minister says a Russian warplane entered Turkish airspace on Friday, despite what Turkish and NATO officials said were repeated warnings. Russia dismisses the allegations as baseless propaganda. Turkey's president warned Russia it would endure consequences if the actions continue. The Turkish government said it has summoned Russia's ambassador in Ankara to protest the event. In Moscow, a Russian defense ministry spokesman said there has been not a single violation of Turkish airspace by Russian Air Force planes. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.